Good evening, everybody. I'm Gracie Branch. I'm the Associate Executive Director for Professional Learning at the National Association of Elementary School Principals. And I have the pleasure to introduce our two great facilitators tonight. Both of these women serve as fellows for our NASP Center for Women in Leadership. And Jessica Gomez is also the principal of Alice Birney Elementary School in Colton, California. She does it all. You see her on social media. You see her on Twitter. And she also serves as a mentor for our National Aspiring Principals Academy. And then we've got Dr. Andrea Thompson. Dr. Thompson is an assistant principal with Prince George's County Public Schools in Maryland. She was also named the 2020 NASP National Outstanding Assistant Principal of the Year by the Maryland Association of Elementary School Principals. And Dr. Thompson is a writer, so I hope that you'll look at Principal Magazine and see those great articles that have been coming out from the Center for Women in Leadership. And I know that they've got a great program planned. I'm really excited to meet their sisters and their sister circle. So I'm going to hand it back over to Jessica and Andrea.
Thank you, Gracie. Thank you so much. Okay, Jess. Okay, so just as we do with teachers, what is your objective? So the outcomes for today, by the time you leave here, you'll understand the purpose of the Women in Leadership Sister Circles that we are trying to get everyone to develop. You'll also learn how to build and maintain a sisterhood circle. And you'll be able to dialogue with members of a successful Women in Leadership Sisterhood Circle. Okay, so our icebreaker today is to talk to you about the stereotypes that people have of women in leadership and the stereotypes that we have as women about other women in leadership. And then we're going to talk about how a sisterhood circle can help us to mitigate and work around those stereotypes. So I'm going to hand it over to Jessica to do the icebreaking.
Yeah. Thank you, Andrea. So this, I want to just give you a little backstory on where these words came from. So if you've been following us, we've been doing a Leading Well Female book study. And we have some amazing facilitators that have been facilitating book studies across the country. So at our last facilitator meeting earlier this month, we posed this question, and we did a little work. These were the words that were coming out of what stereotypes they've heard or that they've maybe had of other female leaders. So I want us to take a look at this word cloud. And in the chat, I would love for you to just share some thoughts, some reflections. What stands out to you when you see this group of words? What is standing out to you about female leaders? Negative. Yeah, negative, right? It's really hard to find some positive words in there. And so this is serving as a catalyst for the reason why we wanted to bring this webinar to you about sisterhood principles, right? Because you think about all of these adjectives, they all impact the building of sisterhood circles or sister circles, groups of other women coming together, right? It impacts how you build them and how do you maintain them if these are the impressions that we're getting about female leaders. But on the other hand, how can these stereotypes be mitigated through sisterhood groups? So I want us to think about that. I want us to look at these words, do not forget them, and think about, once we're done with our webinar tonight, how a sisterhood circle can help mitigate all of this and strengthen one another. Andrea, do you want to share anything else?
Okay. No, but I just want my sisters in leadership to know that it is tough to remain positive when you know that these are the stereotypes. It's tough to push through. And this is why we must have sisterhood circles that where we understand each other and help each other to push through this. Okay, so here's the mission. So I always like to remind everyone about our mission, the Center for Women in Leadership, that We want to address the unique challenges that women in leadership face because of their gender. And we also want to elevate women. We want to develop a strong network of women leaders, which is why we're doing this, as we eliminate gender bias. So we're not coming together calling for sisterhood circles like the talk shows that we are not doing that. Ours is very purposeful, meaningful, supportive. So we're going to go into that more deeply. Okay. Building and maintaining the bonds we need through purposeful sisterhood circles. I want to introduce you today to my sister, Jess, Jessica Gomez. Jessica is part of a very successful, rich, and dynamic sisterhood circle. They're all here this evening. Jess is going to introduce them, and they are going to talk about how they started, how they built trust, how they bonded. They're also going to talk about the why. Why do we need sisterhood circles? So at this time, I'm going to turn it over to Jessica, who is going to introduce her first sister, Pam. Go ahead, Jess.
So I just want to take a quick moment to introduce each of the panel members, which are my sisters. I want to introduce first and foremost Pam Gildersleeve-Hernandez, who is the executive director of Q, because you can see her waving. We have Dr. Rosa Perez Isaiah, who is a director, consultant, author, international speaker. See her waving. And we have Dr. Maria Martinez Polin, and she is a superintendent. Yeah, that's right. Snap, snap. We have Veronica Godinez, who is a elementary principal. Snap, more snaps. And we have Sandra Galvan, who is a superintendent as well. And last but not least, we have Lynn Colon, or Lynn Mara Colon, and she is a director and an author as well. So as you can see, we have a dynamic group of female leaders here. I couldn't be more blessed and more humbled to be able to share life with these ladies, right? To be able to experience leadership through COVID with these ladies. And we are going to get to hear from each and every one of them tonight. We have a great panel discussion for you. Please add questions to the chat, add your thoughts as we're going through each of our slides. Oh, wow. Okay. So I want to start with Pam. And Pam, can you share with us how did all this get started? Because I got to share, Pam is the nucleus of the circle. So Pam brought us all together. And no one can share the story better than Pam. So I'm going to hand it over to Pam.
So it was a Saturday morning, and I believe it was the beginning of May, and COVID. And most of us in this group were in a sisterhood event that ACSA, the Association of California School Administrators here in California, was hosting. And I will tell you all, we were not looking our most beautiful. We showed up very much like a Saturday morning during COVID. You know, it's like no showers, no makeup. It's like I'm in my pajamas. Here's my coffee. I'd say most of us probably hadn't even brushed our hair or our teeth that day. But we were like, I need to connect with some sisters, right? It was a sisterhood event. So that's where this initially started, because I looked through all of the faces of the women that were in just participating and saw women who were just extraordinary that over the course of my career, I've had the opportunity to meet, to work with, go to school with, and also knew that we had shared values. Particularly, and you know, it's in hindsight now that I realize the shared values were around social justice and leadership and lifting up women, and had very positive personalities. And with that, knowing that I myself also needed just a group to like lift me up and let's do this together, and you know, being a social type A personality, started sending out some texts.
And this was the first text. Well, this was a text to me. Great. I think at this point it was Rosa, Sandra, Veronica, and Maria. They had already started. I get this text from Pam, and it literally just read, "Hi Jessica, we have a small sister circle group going with Rosa, Sandra, Veronica, and Maria," in a text thread. Super chill and motivating. I love to add you if you're okay with that. So Pam, can you elaborate a little bit on that?
Oh, it's really funny to read in hindsight. And I love that, oh my gosh, it's a sister circle group. That's what, like, I named it back then, because we've also had fun with some other names. I don't know what I'm allowed to say in here, right? So, you know.
Yeah.
So we have some sassy names, let's say, that we have also used to identify who we are and how we are together. So starting out with, like, hey, that we started out totally appropriate in this text is wonderful. But the super chill surprises me now, right? Like, because we are not super chill. We are really, we're getting it, going out there and getting it. And, that, you know, in hindsight, it's just like, oh, wow, everybody in the circle was already really out there and leading and doing their thing. And that has just increased over these last 8 months or so. I'm going to go ahead and just keep moving forward with this next slide, if that's okay. Right. So that sister, right, that original text then led to this fabulous circle of what truly is represented by that heart and that love right there. And that's something that we don't always find with other women. And I've shared with the group before, I was leading a staff once of all female educators, from classified staff to the teachers, all of us were women. And a lot of those stereotypes that we saw in that earlier slide in that word cloud held true. It was a bit of a toxic work environment. And so I was reading and doing a lot of research on, you know, how do women work together? How do we have good relationships? And one of the books that stood out most to me, in addition to the Crucial Conversations type of books, was a book called Odd Girl Out. An Odd Girl Out is a qualitative study of female bullying. And it was fascinating. It was fascinating to watch how it was happening with our staff, with our female students, with our parents, and how it was getting passed through the female culture within the community that I was working in. What really struck me, too, was that I've always considered myself a pretty nice person, pretty open-minded, kind, loving, accepting. I got called out in the introduction, and that was eye-opening. I was like, oh, right, I have a little bit of a false sense of how kind I think I am. And so here's what I got called out on, was like, if you do me wrong, I'm not going to say anything. I will smile and I will remember. And don't you worry, when the time is right, I will win. And I have owned that with pride for decades. When I read that, though, I went, ooh, that's not beautiful. Right? That is not who I want to be. That's not what I want my character to be. So since then, I've really been able to be mindful of that and lead and love with a lot more grace and not hold on to those things. And I will say it's been very, very freeing, and my life is much calmer because of it. So the group here now is our sister circle, and we have come together and have the shared values of, you know, we're not holding on to the things that are petty. We're here to love on women. We're here to lift each other up. We're about investing in each other's success, and there's plenty of room at the table for all of us.
Love that, Pam. There is plenty of room. We need more at the table. Right. Absolutely. Thank you, Pam. So we're going to get into why would we even want to have a sister circle, a sisterhood circle?
Okay.
I'm going to hand it over to Andrea.
Okay. So here's what we want to hear from. Jess, I want to hear from your sister, Lynn.
Yeah.
How sisterhood circles would support the quest for self-awareness in view of these stereotypes that we have to, that burden us so much.
Thank you, Andrea, and I'm excited to be here. I think Pam explained it well, but for me, if I can be vulnerable, imposter syndrome is real. And just like we looked at those words in the word cloud, sometimes we tend to believe those. And I know for me, I thought that vulnerability equaled being emotional and that I was not allowed to show my emotions and be transparent with my teams. So what the Sister Circle does for me is they help me reflect and they also hold me accountable. And I think that is so important as we are trying to grow and develop ourselves, not only as women, but also as leaders. And I think it's also very important that we don't give that power just to anyone, that we give that power to people we trust, that we know we are in a safe space, and that we can be vulnerable and they're going to love us still, despite of whether or not we are right. So I have learned so much about myself. I don't want to step out there with lack of confidence. The sisters, they empower me. And when I'm feeling down or doubting myself, they remind me that I can go out there and be awesome. And I always like to say that we have to be very mindful about who is in our ecosystem, because if we become like the people we spend the most time with, then who's part of that ecosystem? Who's helping us grow? Who's inspiring us? Who's giving us that breath of fresh air? So again, there's a lot of whys, and the danger of not having it is that you will step out in isolation and not enjoy the benefits of having amazing people to do life with.
Yes. Does anybody want to add anything to that? Thank you, Lynn. Maria, did you want to add something?
Yes, if I could add that it's important for us to also work together with the self-awareness to also combat stereotypes. So when we are friendly, when we are supportive of each other, we can also demonstrate to other people that women are not bossy, that we are not all those negative words we saw in that word cloud, but rather that we are reflective, that we are supportive, that when we give feedback, it's really out of care, that we want to support the people that we work with, and that we're here to help, and that we are here to nurture. And so I think it's important for us to also be a part of that, that we are changing the conversation and that we add value to it. And I think that's what the Sister Circle does, that we can talk about stereotypes, we can talk about conflict in the workplace, and then we can say, how would you approach it? How have you approached it? And we can go back and we can be stronger. We can be vulnerable. And then when it comes to the workplace, we can stand with confidence, knowing that we have someone literally who has our back.
Literally, that's exactly it. Snap, snaps, like Xander saying, in the back. Okay, thank you, Lynn and Maria. It's a perfect transition because Maria has our next why. Andrea?
Yes, because you know what? We so need the bond we need. We titled the presentation, The Bond We Need. We need that bond to strengthen us, to encourage us, to mentor us, to lift each other up as we face unique gender-related challenges. I want to give a shout-out to Dr. Teresa Rouse, because we work together at the university level, and I just want to let you know that Teresa has been before me. So, at this time, Dr. Maria, could you talk to us about how this is happening in your circle?
Absolutely. Thank you for that. And it's so true. We each need a mentor. We need groups like networks, formal and informal networks that will support and strengthen, encourage, and then help us to become superintendents. Because ultimately, that's what we want in our sister circle. We want all of us to become leaders of districts, to become leaders of departments, leaders of colleges, deans of colleges, so that we can all go out there and lead with compassion. We can lead with results. And it comes with a compassionate and encouraging frame of mind. And so when you go out there and you develop a circle and you develop a friendship, then I think it becomes a safe space so that you can ask questions. And in this circle, we share articles, We share resources. We ask each other questions. We share recipes. We have shared arts and crafts. We actually talk about working out, but we also talk about how to boost and bolster achievement, how to prepare for workplace interviews, how to move up and also achieve in personal and professional ways. And I think that's what's so important for women, because we network different from men. Men go out, they play golf. Women, sometimes we have gender responsibilities at home. We have to cook, we have to buy groceries, we have to tend to children, and that's okay. But it's important for us to find a space that will allow us to be parents, to be women, to be mothers, to be sisters, to be daughters, and all of that, but to also be competitive and moving up with upward mobility to become superintendents, department leads, principals, whatever it is we aspire to whenever we're ready in our own personal lives. And I think that's what this sister circle does. It allows for that open communication, for that safe space, and it allows for those conversations about, did you hear what's happening over here? Because we want to make sure that we can support that person. We want to make sure that we are providing encouragement, but also providing research so that we can build out that confidence.
Yeah, I just wanted to add that in addition to not only lifting each other up, we are very intentional about lifting other women up. So just because you may not be in the circle, right? You are part of our circle, of our larger circle, because we want to make sure that we are lifting up the voices of other females also, because so many of you that are on here that I'm looking in the chat, it's like, oh yeah, we're connected. Oh yeah, we're connected. And we're starting to see all these familiar names. And we want to be able to use a platform, right? To be able to uplift other females. Does anybody want to add to that slide?
Jessica, that's really on point. And as I look at the names in here also, I'd love to encourage all the women in here to connect with us, because this is probably, like many of you, this is what feeds our soul, right? It's, there are strong women out here, powerful women, because of your character and who you are, and just reaching out and saying, hey, we are here and we are together, and let's let this beautifulness of what we're looking to achieve by lifting one another up, let's let it resonate by growing and making our presence really felt in those spaces that other people see us together.
We need to remember that we are not islands. We sometimes, as leaders within our own capacities, we think that we're alone. But once we look outside of our own environment, we tend to find the connections. Just like I'm connected with my sister circle, I'm also connected with a lot of the attendees today, which is empowering, because if my sisters don't have the answer, I can send out a tweet, and within 5 minutes, I will have some kind of solution, some kind of resource. Oh, try this slide deck, or let's try this newsletter. And we have a plethora of resources, and we just share and share the love.
That's exactly it. There is no competition here. We really just truly, genuinely, you know, love each other and want to see everybody succeed right along with us. Thank you. So moving on to the third why have a sisterhood group?
All right. So here's the thing about it. Sisters, all the sisters, participants, sisters, if you are given an opportunity to move in a particular position, professional position, look, smile, say yes, accept, then call your sister that said, I just accepted this job. I don't even know what I'm doing. Your sisters will guide you through it. Mm-hmm. Also saw here where someone said, talked about the pressure of us trying to function the way the guys function. Forget that. We do it the way we do it. Mm-hmm. All right. So embrace, enlighten, and partnering with brothers in leadership to cultivate a landscape of equity. We've been pushing for women, equity for women, but you know something? When we come together and we're just talking about it within ourselves, nothing is happening. We need to talk to our brothers. So at this time, our sister Zandra is going to take us how we can do that as sisters.
Absolutely. Thank you, Andrea. And I just got to say,
love everyone that's on this call today. I love you, my sisters. Totally irreplaceable network of women that are just powerful and uplifting. But I also just want to say thank you so much to everyone who's joined us today. And I'll tell you, the reason that they're here is because we've made connections with them. Social media is like the new craze. So if you're not on Twitter, you're not on Instagram or LinkedIn or Facebook, get on there, because that's how we connect with you. And so many of the people that are on here are just, we are lifting them up as our brothers are, but our sisters, we lift each other up all the time. We see you and you never know who's watching, right? You never know who's noticing the work that you're putting out there, and you are lifting them up. And then they DM you, and then they connect with you, and they were like, okay. And then there's a sister that says, I think I'm going to do it. I think I'm going to apply for a principalship. What do you think? And exactly what Veronica said, hell yes, first, yes, do it. And then we're going to get on a Zoom call and we are going to prep you, and you're going to blow socks off. Every single one of those panelists are going to get their blow. So tell them not to wear socks, because they're getting blown off, because you're going to be that great. So that's the power of a network like this. So I'm going to start with brothers, and I'm going to circle back to sisters too, because when they told me I had to talk about the brothers, I was like, come on, we're sisters. But all right, I'll do it. Because there are some good men out there, and they're smart, right? They're smart because they latch onto us. And I scanned through there. I didn't see a lot of men in here. I don't know. But let me tell you about our brothers in education. There's some really great brothers out there, and they are allies. They will present opportunities to you, and they don't see a threat. You know, they see you as another powerful source that is going to be doing good things for kids. So we have some guys who are intentional about hiring assistant superintendents that are females, very intentional about hiring people of color to represent the students in their organizations. And they know that sisters have drive. They know sisters go the extra mile. Why? Because it's never crowded, right? We go the extra mile because we are like top-notch perfectionists. We go back over things. We research. We do it all, right? And guys know that about us. And so they see that drive within us. And they also, it's not a competition. I think, Jess, you said it perfectly. There's so many opportunities. There's so many seats at the table. I don't need to compete with you. You don't need to compete with me. We are in this together. And those sisters that are out there that are, you know, had a bad experience and they see us as a threat, you just got to peel apart. You got to peel the layer back, have a conversation with that girl, that lady, and just say, listen, I'm not that girl. I'm not that girl. We're here to empower you and lift you up. And so I am going to say a few names because they might not be on here, but I think some of you know them. First of all, Jerry Almendares. I love that brother. He's the assistant. The superintendent of Santa Ana Unified out here in California. He's Jess's mentor. So many of us have made connections with him, and he is intentional about shouting out. On Twitter, he'll say, especially, Jess, you go get it. When you writing that book, girl, Rosa, you are an equity warrior. You go get it. Pam, do this, do that. So those are our allies that see us as just very good at what we do, and we want good things for kids. I got to give a shout out to one of my new friends, my new brother, Chip Baker, who's in Texas. He's a teacher, has administrative degrees and all that, but he's a motivational speaker. He engaged our sister circle and put a YouTube video out there, blasted us all over the channels, just really noticing when there's good things with women. So those are a couple people. And I also need a shout out to a nice leader and fellow, Adam Welcome. Great guy. Just met him the other day, did a podcast about, you know, how to hire, what superintendents look for in hiring principals. And that guy is an ally. He will lift you up and support you. Wrote a book with Lynn. Look at the way we're all connected. Like when I met him, he's like, oh yeah, I know Lynn. I'm going to text Pam right now because she's, I was going to say a bad word. She is really good people. the other word for top notch sister.
Let's call it sassy.
Yeah, that's sassy. She's sassy. But those are like the really great men that are allies. Now I want to just really quickly, if I could, circle back to the sisters and how intentional we are with embracing and enlightening the sisterhood. So on social media, I, Veronica, Pam, Maria, Lynn, Rosa, we are all so intentional about retweeting and just telling our sisters that we see them.
I've met so many gals through this pandemic that I would have probably not met had this pandemic not started, right? So I met them and I'm saying, you go girl at Fit Leaders. Look at you lifting those weights. Wow. I don't have weights, but my girl on here, Rosalva from Colton Joint, she's got weights and she's like, you know, here you can do it too. So we make connections and we support each other just because we want us all to succeed, right? And so when you notice someone, you say it. When you see them, you say it because you don't know, as I mentioned earlier, who's watching. And all of us, all of the girls on this call, we will all be there. If you text us, if you reach out to us, we will make the time to give you support, to make sure that you reach that level. And one thing I'll say about these girls right here, two of us are superintendents, one of us a former superintendent, but you better believe it. We're on this journey together and the rest of them are all gonna be superintendents. Why? Because we are gonna make sure they rise to that position and they do really great things in their organizations. I'm proud to be on the board of directors for AXA Region 10. So I leverage the heck out of that position. I'm on the CALSA, California Association of Superintendents, Latino Superintendents and Administrators here in California. We have a conference that's starting tomorrow and Saturday. I leverage the heck out of that. And I don't know if you know me, but I wear dresses and stilettos all the time, and you betcha believe it. I'm sticking that stiletto in the door, and I'm going to hold that sucker open for all of you to come in, because that's what our circle's all about. And with that, I will pass it on to the next gal.
And don't forget Maria's stiletto boots.
We shop together, too.
Yeah. You know, we share each other's shopping purchases. Really great.
But we also do blazers, pearls, and Converse.
That's right. Yes, that's right. We do it all.
The boot shopping is a highlight, though, right? Yes. With the railroad tracks in the back.
Oh, yes. Her Jimmy Choo stiletto boots. Oh, my gosh. Love it. Thank you, Zandra. Thank you. Okay, we're going to go ahead and move on to our fourth. Why, Andrea?
Okay. So why do we need sisterhood circles? Because you know what? We've got to come together to celebrate our diversities and our intersectionalities. So, of course, together we're all females. We got that. But then it might be of different races, different ages, and all the different intersectionalities, the different things about us that make us. So we need to celebrate that. So, Veronica, Sister Veronica is going to tell us how sisterhood circles actually help us do this.
So it's really important to celebrate our diversities. But first of all, we need to identify who we are as leaders. Who am I? And be able to say for me, I'm a Latina. My parents are from Jalisco, Mexico, immigrated, first generation attending college, first generation soon to be a doctor. So celebrate those uniqueness amongst each other, and together we uplift each other. And finding where those intersections, it's like we're all on different journeys, but just like we said earlier, Pam is our nucleus, our core, and that's how we all spread out. And it's really important to validate our differences and celebrate them. We come, like I said, different career goals. Some of us are administrators, aspiring to be directors, aspiring to be assistant supes or superintendents. Some of us are superintendents, aspiring to be county superintendents. Whatever the role may be, we aspire to be writers. We lift each other up. We celebrate each other's successes. And on days, I can tell you, there are some days when I just send a text and I'm like, sisters, I need a prayer. Just send me a good vibe, a good prayer. And I know within 5 minutes, I have 6 messages with funny memes, with watch this video, listen to this song. And within 5 minutes, I'm changed and I'm a new woman to conquer whatever is in front of me. So being able to celebrate our differences, but also finding the connecting points where we connect. Jessica and I are administrators at elementaries. A lot of our presentations look the same, but we're in 2 different school districts, but we share the same ideas. Like last night, she's like, hey, Veronica, next week is counselors week. What are you doing? Oh, let's, you know, and we build each other's ideas. Oh, try this. Oh, I just sent out popcorn to all of my staff, you know, just different things to be able to connect with people, and celebrate each other's differences.
Love it, Veronica. Love it. Does anybody want to add to that and the diversity in our intersectionality identities that we bring to the group, which makes it a unique and special group?
Jessica, I wanted to add something because I think that sometimes we tend to think that in these type of groups, we have to share space with people who are similar to us. And what makes this group so special is that we are different, and we tap into each other's strength. So when one is high, you know, the other one brings balance. So, yeah, I mean, I would say don't shy away from connecting with people who have different personalities, because you would be surprised at how much you can learn and grow.
Anybody else want to add anything to that?
Well, Veronica, you should add how our blaze and our steel and did on us.
Okay. So over the summer, I did a lot of self-development and fighting pre-COVID, struggling with overwhelmness and like, what is my right path? What am I supposed to be doing? So I did this and I did a Q presentation in last fall, and I'll be doing another one in March as well at the Q conference. What is your genius? So I wanted to know, why is it that we all clicked? Why is it that we all connected in certain ways, and how we built from each other, and how we complement each other so well? So what is your genius? I'm a steel, which is a metal. It ties into Chinese, back to Chinese medicine and how the elements of the earth. In our group, we have a few blazes, which is Zandra, Pam, and Maria, which are our connectors. They're connecting us to different opportunities and different things. Jessica is our only dynamo in the group. She is like the creative of like, we give her a slide presentation and she will just like wow it out, and all these side effects and additions and design. Like, that's her creative groove. From Lynn is our tempo. She, just like she mentioned earlier, some of us are high and some of us are low. She keeps us grounded and calm all the time. And then me as a steel, I'm a strategic person. I know where we want to go as a team, and I keep everyone on check. Okay, someone's birthday's coming up. Let's send money out here. Oh, we need to send out a birthday card. Okay, ladies, we need to order our Valentine's cards so that we can go ahead and start sending out to our new sisters. So managing and keeping our group, what is the glue that keeps us together? It's that individualization that each of us hold. We validate each other's diversities, and that's how we all come together.
Beautifully said. That's exactly what happens. And so we're going to go ahead and move on to our last why. And Andrea?
All right. So here is what's important. I always say to people that I would never want a garden with just the same flower. This is why I celebrate differences, because a beautiful garden has so many different flowers, just like a floral arrangement. So I like what you're talking about, it celebrating the individualization, managing it, and so on. So now, inclusivity. It ties into inclusivity. So how does a sisterhood circle help group members to embrace the power of inclusivity? At this time, our sister, Dr. Rosa, is going to take us through that.
Thank you so much, Dr. Andrea. And I'm just so fired up and can't believe that I'm part of this group. One of my favorite lines when I share about this group is that this team of incredible warriors for women in leadership, they're the team I didn't know that I needed. I didn't know that I needed this in my life. And as soon as we connected, wow, I think I am stronger, smarter, more determined, and really the group has given me this amazing boost of confidence that I am doing the right thing and that I don't have the answers all the time, and that's okay. I have this group that I can always go to. They're my pips in the background. Mm-hmm. So I just love knowing that they're there for me. I wanted to share one piece to go back about men and their roles in how they can support a sisterhood, how they can support a sister circle. And I recall working with a colleague who said to me, well, I lead like a man. That's how I get respect. I lead like a man. And I thought to myself, well, what a damn shame. What's wrong with leading like a woman and leading with strength and compassion and all of those social, emotional, intelligent pieces that we know that research indicate that many of us do have and that are a strength for us. So to that, I just said to her, well, what's wrong with being a woman and leading like a woman? And sometimes those perceptions and stereotypes that are really biases, sometimes our own personal biases are our weaknesses. I know that we all have bias, right? And in thinking about this, there was a point in my life where I would have thought the same, that I needed to lead like a man because men get respect. Who are superintendents? The majority we know are men. Who are principals? Not always men. Who are teachers? Not men. And so we need to create that space and lead like strong women, the women that we are. So let me get back to inclusivity. So historically, we have not had a seat at the table. Mm-hmm. And we've gone from that to last week, we have our first vice president of the United States, who not only is an incredible female leader, and she is also a woman of color. So there is glass everywhere. Mm-hmm. That ceiling has been shattered and we will never go back. And so when we look at inclusivity, the table has been a short table, but you know what? We picked up our chairs and we brought them and we are in the process of expanding that table and creating systems that are more inclusive for us. So the policies and the practices are important because we need to see that action behind the talk, but the work that we are doing in our own schools, in our own districts, in our own classrooms, in the way we speak of ourselves, of each other, the way we uplift each other, all of those pieces contribute to that inclusivity. So it's not just about creating systems, but actually living those out. And this sister circle has allowed me to truly delve into living what I preach. If you know anything about me, this is my passion: equity and access, inclusivity, all of those pieces for marginalized people, and that includes women. Historically, we have been marginalized, and we have more power than we believe we do. And we are consumers, we are leaders, we are creators, we are half of the world's population. So why shouldn't we be included in the decision making? So a sister circle, if anything, gives you that that level of confidence in knowing there are others like you. This team of amazing female leaders is, I think, that group that will be with me throughout my career, throughout my life. We've created bonds that will continue past our work, and we will work really hard to expand and create systems that are inclusive to women and to our young girls and future generations. So, as I mentioned, the glass is shattered. There's no going back. So bring your lawn chairs, bring your barbecue chairs, and make, build a bigger table. There's space for all of us.
And Zandra, I want to give you a chance to chime in here, because I know Zandra today, she did a big presentation on a lot of this, on inclusivity and all that. Do you want to go ahead and add some to keep building on Rosa's wonderful insights?
Yeah. So just really as Sister Rosa was just saying there, it's all about equity and calling things out when you see it. And I think circling back to our very first slide and saying about women seen as bossy or, you know, mouthy or just, you know, other words that they want to call us, right? When it's so much passion that we have and we are equity warriors and we're not going to just walk around something that we don't believe is right. And so today I had the opportunity of sharing a platform at our Access Superintendent Symposium, and was a presenter with fellow colleagues, another wonderful male, Gordon Emerson, down there in Duarte, LA County, and then the Palm Springs Superintendent, Sandra Lyon, and then in Kansas City, Dennis Carpenter, who was a superintendent. The four of us really talked about equity and how diversity, equity, and inclusion is not negotiable. Like, you don't negotiate whether kids can learn or not, or whether a zip code determines their success or not. And you just have to create the space to have the conversation. We are, if you as a leader, especially a female leader, right? We hold ourselves to a different standard, each of us, right? But if you pass over something and you don't say something, silence is permission to continue the behavior. Silence is permission to continue the behavior. So if you don't say something when there's inequities and injustices and your organization's same master schedule is not serving all the kids in your organization, then do something about it. And so that was our talk today, all about that. Because if we don't do it, nobody else will.
Thank you so much. Does anybody want to add anything else? So what we have here for you is we have about 5 minutes that we want to open it up, not only for questions to our attendees, for our panel members, but also we would love to hear your insights from what you heard this evening. What resonated with you? What's that one thing? Maybe it was that hashtag. Like, for me, it was like, lead like a woman. Oh yes, hashtag lead like a woman. You know, I'm not going to forget that one. Any new learnings? What excited you? What encouraged you? Let's see them in the chat, and then feel free to post the questions. And sisters, I encourage you, if you can help answer some of the questions that get put in the chat, we have about 5 minutes to do that. All right. So silence is permission to continue the behavior. That resonated with, I hope, is it Jaina or Jana? I'm not sure how to pronounce that. Yeah. Hashtag lead like a woman, making sure to add a seat at the table, Gracie.
Yes.
So Beth wants to know, how do you start a sister circle?
Oh, can I jump in?
Absolutely.
On there, because that is such a great question. And we have had so many folks ask us about, can we join your circle? And there are some things that were unique to this. One of them was that there was one of us, in this case it was me, who had already met everyone in the circle. And so there was a sense of trust. Like, you know, I think Zandra goes, you know, like, Pam would not do me dirty, right? You know, put me in a circle with somebody who is not going to have my back. And, you know, I think Jessica already knew that too. And Lynn and Rosa are probably like, oh my gosh, like, why is she texting me? You know, and Veronica, of course, we have been good friends. But having that center where there's already some trust at the foundation. In our case, I think what was really unique also was COVID. We were really in a place as a society where there was, as Michelle Obama had said, that low level of depression around the world, and connecting with folks was really important. So what is that shared value that you see in a group of women? Do you know that there's a center of trust in there? As Sister Lynn will say, you know, can I trust you when I'm not in the room? And not only can I trust you when I'm not in the room, but will you be lifting me up when I'm not? in the room is really important. And so, you know, connect with that right group of people. Ask, is it okay if I add you, right, instead of just forcing somebody, because some people don't have that trust. And it's also okay if somebody says no, right? It's super okay. You've lost nothing, but you have let somebody know, I believe in you, and I trust in you enough to invite you in. And even if it's not the right time, there is a relationship and a bond. So having all those blazes, I see you in here. Blazes, you are the connectors. You are the catalysts to start a sister circle. So take a look, what, you know, it's in your contacts, your Twitter feed, in this lineup tonight. Say, who, if I could choose whatever women I wanted to be surrounded by to make me the best person I could possibly be, who would I pick? And then reach out to them.
Another important factor is we've never been in a room together, all of us. It's all been communication through text. That's it. We've never, because of COVID, we haven't been able to connect. We have dreams of places we are going to be. In the summer, we hope to be possibly in Virginia, but who knows? But we've never been in a place, like, I think we've met on Zoom like 3 times, and that's it. Most of our communication, all of it for that fact, is done through text message. A simple text message has connected us through these times since May.
Can I add something? Because I see in the chat the word trust a lot, and this is what I will say. So we know that trust is built with time, but I would argue that you have to add believable behavior. And that's what I have here with this group. So, you know, we've communicated over time, but there's that believable behavior about they care about me and we've got each other. So as you're looking for people to build this circle, know that that's how trust is going to be built. And there will be a point where you will share your marvels. But, you know, at the beginning, it's just about getting to know each other. And just like any relationship, it's a process. And I think that's where the beauty lays. Because, you know, it's one step at a time.
I think you're right, Lynn. The beauty is in what becomes of each circle, right? So there's never going to be another circle like ours, because it's organic to us. And then you start your circle and it's organic to you, and it's not right and it's not wrong. It's what it needs to be for that group. Gracie asked, so how well do you need to know each other to start a sister circle? That's a good one.
It comes back to trust. I can tell you when Pam said, hey, would you like to be in a sister circle with Dr. Rosa and Jessica? And I'm like, and Zandra? And I'm like, Lynn and Maria? And I was like, oh my God, I've been stalking these ladies on Twitter. Like, OMG, fangirl, yes! I want to do this! I want them to be my sisters. So it's like, can you trust these women? When she sent out that text message, she sent out our names. And to be honest, trust is something that is built. I did know some of the names I didn't, but when I went and found them on Twitter, I was like, hey, I want to be just like them. When I grow up, I want to be a superintendent. That's always been my thing. So why not have a room or a place where there are 3 phenomenal superintendents in this circle who will uplift me and guide me to my next step.
And I want to add to Veronica, you might be the youngest in our group, right? And that makes it so much fun. And also the age, going back to the garden and the flower analogy, right? If we were all the exact same age, that might not be as fun. So I was like, do I get on TikTok? Do I want to give up my information? I've been hearing all of that. And then Veronica's the one that's on TikTok, and she sends us the funniest stuff. I'm like, that's so cool. I don't have to get on TikTok because Veronica's got this and she sends me all the good stuff. But because we are in different areas and have different areas of expertise and backgrounds, we can excel individually at a higher level, because there's somebody that's like, I can tell you what that is. We had a funny term I'm going to share is POS wow. And that is Spanglish. And the sister circle, so I've been just kind of watching it and like, what does that mean? And yesterday put in there, hey, you know, what does this mean? Because in my mind that has has a certain definition to it, right? It's an acronym. And it really means, hey, K, wow, like how wonderful, that really pops, it's Spanglish. And it's the sister circles that kept, you know, and even, why didn't I ask this sooner, right? What does this mean? But it's having that really diverse group that we can ask, like, I don't know what that means. And it's not a stupid question, right? But like, hey, girlfriend, that's what this is, right? You should have asked a long time ago. You're good.
I want to just, if I can, just real quick. So yeah. Going back to just that trust piece, when you start your circle, because we really want everyone on this call to be part of this, it's like phenomenal, right? You start softly. You just, you feel it out. We would, like, if we go back to our string from the beginning of time and it's like, oh, hey, how's the weather? Oh, that's a pretty coat. Oh, I like your necklace. And now we're like, holy smokes. You're not going to believe what happened to me. This guy went in and I need help. And boom, everybody's like in there to help support us. So it evolves. Just so you know, it evolves. You tread softly at first. You feel them out. You look at them, you know, okay, I can trust these women. And then you go in for the good stuff. So that's what you all need. Cause we do.
And sometimes we forget our Spanish, right, Lynn? Sometimes
and Lynn forgets her English. She forgets her English. So with that is a perfect transition. So what you're going to be getting at our next steps here, do you want to go over that, Andrea? Do you want to just keep going?
Yes. So everything in the chat, you're going to be getting the slide deck, the chat notes, this recording. Hunter is going to be sending it out to everyone. It's so important for you to put your information in here because we want you to start reaching out to each other. It could start with a group of two, a group of three. Here is what we don't want your sister circle to be. We don't want it to be one of those groups where you think that it's about excluding others. It's not that. Because Jess, my sister Jessica, has her sister circle. But I know I can call in Jessica when I need Jessica. That is like a whole nother little circle to me. So, you know, be free, you know, reach out to others. But she has this core group. So I want you to know that it doesn't mean that you are blocking others. And so on. So here's all the information for the ladies. Reach out to them. Look in the chat notes. Capture information. Reach out. Reach out. Reach out.
Yes. And so if you need to get a hold of Andrea or myself, here's our information. Any one of us, I know I speak for us all. If you need anything, reach out to us because we will seriously get back to you as soon as we can. And we're here to connect. We're here to uplift. And I just want to thank you all for being here, especially to my sister circle. Thank you, thank you, thank you for taking time out of your busy schedules. And I believe, Gracie, you wanted a quick moment. There she is.
I just want to say thank you. This was great. I mean, lots of Twitter chat or chat in the chat box. You all did a phenomenal job. I think we're all excited to think about the possibility of getting sister circles in place. So really appreciate your time tonight and very inspiring for all of us.
And thank you, Gracie, for making this happen, for making that. So Gracie was the connector. She picked the phone, called me, called Andrew and said, do you want to be part of this? And we said, yes, of course. Mm-hmm. And, she's allowed us the opportunity and NESP has allowed us the opportunity to make it flourish into what it is now. And so thank you for that. And, honors behind the scenes, but honors handling you get all the emails from her. I want to thank Honor because she really helps to keep us centered and she keeps us on task and she keeps our deadlines going. So thank you so much for that. And Andrea, thank you. Sisters, always. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful evening and hope to connect with each and every one of you soon. Until next time,
Chicago. Thanks.